Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
If he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire, as he wants it, so it will be. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I
in the delightful tones of Billie Holiday start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, recorded in 1949 for the Decca label. And she was accompanied by the orchestra led by Gordon Jenkins, who also arranged that piece. Crazy He Calls Me, written by Beau Russell and Carl Sigman. She's the first of several lovely voices we have for you this morning, from the 1930s through, I believe, to the 1960s. I think if you've been listening to the show in the past, you'll recognize a lot of the singers we have for you this morning. They're frequent visitors to the show. They're bringing us some lovely songs today as well. Our next song comes from a recording made in 1938. It's called Please Be Kind, and it was written by Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn. It's brought to us by Maxine Sullivan, very fine jazz singer from the 30s through Oh, for several decades. She often appeared on recordings with pianist Claude Thornhill, also with her husband, John Kirby, the bassist, and we also hear her with Charlie Shavers from time to time. So that will be Please Be Kind from Maxine Sullivan. After that, the wonderful voice of Mel Torme, one of the loveliest voices in the 20th century. Marvelous style, beautiful intonation, and his interpretive skills were just brilliant. He is bringing us a song he recorded in 1951 called I Love Each Move You Make. And then back to 1938 to another lady singer called Mildred Bailey. Yes, Mildred is also a frequent visitor to the show. Started out with Paul Whiteman in the 1920s and had a wonderful career throughout the 30s, performing with most of the great jazz artists of the time, including her husband, Red Norvo. And she's accompanied by an orchestra led by Red Norvo this morning. The arrangement is by Eddie Sota, a great arranger from the time, and it's called Blame It on My Last Affair, written by Henry Nemo. And we'll start with Maxine Sullivan, Please Be Kind.
This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, oh please be kind. This is all spoken, my dreams are on parade. If you just understand, they'll never, never fade. So tell me your love sincere, oh please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear, oh please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind.
Each move you make.
I love the way that you sing, the way you do everything. I love each step you take. Please hold me in your arms and let me feel your lips so warm and close to mine. The thrill is divine. Before you go away, please let me try to say how much I love each move you make. Close to mine, the thrill is divine. Before you go away, please let me try to say how much I love each move you make. Baby, I can't for the life of me see how you move so eloquently. I love each move you make. I love each move you make.
When I walk and I'm cold, and I don't turn like that, should I be introduced, and I sound very flat, it isn't a grudge I bear, blame it on my last affair. If I pass up my plate, though the dish is delish, if I'm handed the bone, and I don't care to wish, it isn't the bill of fare. Blame it on my last affair. It hurt me so. Now I don't know if I'll ever live it through. There's no excuse for this abuse coming from one like you. If my eyes fill with tears at the least love word said, if I'm walking the parks when I should be in bed, it's not that I need the air. Blame it on my last affair. Abuse coming at the least love word said. If I'm walking the parks when I should be in bed, it's not that I need the air. Blame it on my last affair.
And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening to singers today. We had instrumentals last week, and this week I thought we'd listen to some voices. Well, this is mostly what we hear on the show, some wonderful musicians and some great singers. And we've just been listening to three of them. Mildred Bailey and her husband Red Norvo brought us Blame It on My Last Affair from 1938. Mel Torme joined us with I Love Each Move You Make from 1951. And we started out with the lovely Maxine Sullivan, Please Be Kind, which she recorded with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra in 1938. Well, we're going to move on to some more singers. And coming up are two of my favorites. Well, I must say that mostly the singers, all of the singers you hear on this show are favorites in one way or another. So I shouldn't single people out particularly, but these two had very, very nice voices. I'm referring to Buddy Clark, and then we will hear from Helen Forrest. Buddy will join us from 1947 with, I suspect this is from a broadcast, which he had a radio show at the time called the Carnation Contented Hour from the Milk Company, and he became known as the Contented Crooner. Well, he certainly had a lovely, relaxed style, and it was a very good style, too. Lovely, warm voice. He's going to bring us a Cole Porter number called Rosalie. And then from Miss Forrest, we're going to hear her from 1941. Now, this is the time when she was singing with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. She started out with Artie Shaw, and she put in a couple of years with Benny Goodman around 1940-41. And this was also the time when Eddie Sota, who we just heard on Mildred Bailey's number, the arranger, was working with Benny Goodman, and I suspect this is another Eddie Sota arrangement. The song's written by Hal Bellis, Irving Cahal, and Charles E. King, and it's called Corn Silk. And then as a little slight departure from our vocalists, where our third number in the set is featuring a big band who was very popular in the late 30s, early 40s. Everyone's heard of this band, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And one of their signature pieces, and really signature in a particular sense, we'll hear it from 1940, was Pennsylvania 65,000. That was written by Jerry Gray, Carl Sigman, and Bill Finnegan. And it also was the phone number for the Hotel Pennsylvania where Glenn Miller and his band were playing at the time. And we do have a little bit of a chorus vocal on this one, so it's not entirely instrumental, but pretty much. And we'll start with Buddy Clark with the Cole Porter number Rosalie from 1947.
Rosalie, my darling, Rosalie, my dream. Since one night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy, Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine. Knighthood was in flower, and a man wooed a maid. Beneath her sacred bower, he sang a serenade. My date, I suppose, it's late, heaven knows, it blows and it snows, but anyway, here goes. My darling, my dream, since one night when stars danced above, I'm oh, oh, so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling? Then tell me you're willing to be mine. Rosalie,
dresses on the yellow corn, flirting like a curtain in the early morn, inviting you to come along and dream. Oh, I remember it was fun when July was done and the August sun made the huckleberries bright. I'd go a-sneaking with my brother Bill beside the cider mill, smoking the mellow corn silk in my daddy's pipe, giving me wealth and renown. When it's sort of time to settle down, I'll take a little acre where the corn cobs grow. Capture all the rapture that I used to know down in the pally valley of my dreams.
Thank you.
just been listening to Glenn Miller with Pennsylvania 65,000 from 1940. Apparently the phone number for the hotel where they were playing at the time. And I always think that's one of the finest of the Glenn Miller recordings, and he had lots of fine recordings. Show a fine example of Glenn Miller's wonderful arranging skills, and of course the fine musicians in his band. Before that, we heard Helen Forrest with a lovely version of the song Corn Silk, arranged by Eddie Sota and performed with the Benny Goodman Band with a very fine clarinet solo from Benny himself, and that's from 1941. We started out with the lovely tones of Buddy Clark and Cole Porter's song Rosalie. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa this morning, as usual, at this time of the day, at this time of the week. We're listening to songs from days gone by. This morning, I think our songs start in 1938, and we've got a recording in 1962, which I think is our most recent one that we will get to shortly. Well, we'll carry on with our singers this morning. And in our next set, we have one lady and two gentlemen. Our lady is Lena Horne, a very, very fine artist. She started in the 1930s, I believe, coming out of the Cotton Club in New York. She had a career that went on for decades and very versatile. She started out as a jazz singer, moved a little bit more into the mainstream standards, but she had a very fine jazz style, and everything she performed was consummately wonderful, if I could use that phrase. Well, we're going to hear her with a George and Ira Gershwin piece, The Man I Love. Lena will bring it to us from 1941, and the orchestra is directed by Lou Bring. After Lena, we'll go back 2 years to 1939, to one of the most famous voices of the 20th century, and that belonged to Bing Crosby. Well, a very influential performer, and one who performed in just about every medium in the entertainment field. He had a lovely warm voice and a wonderful relaxed style. And he's credited with creating or developing the art of the crooner. I mean, he was much imitated, never surpassed, I'd have to say. And he's still much loved today. And we're coming up to Christmas time or the holiday season, and we'll be hearing a lot more of Bing Crosby in the next few weeks. This morning, we're going to hear him from 1939 with a number written by his friend Harry Barris, along with Ted Kohler and Billy Moyle. And it's called Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. And to start off our set, we're going to hear another rich voice, and that belonged to Vic Damone. Now, I played, I think it was in June, in our program celebrating the beginning of summer, and it seems a long time ago now. And summer's a long time ago, too. But I played a song then, performed by Vic Damone, recorded in 1958 or 59, I'm not sure which. And it's from an album that he made at the time called Italian Songs with Vic Damone. And he was accompanied by Glenn Osser and his orchestra. And I was very taken with his recording of the very famous song, O Solo Mio, written by Edward Du Capua and Giovanni Capuro. And I thought we just had to hear it again. So here is Vic Damone from 1958, O Solo Mio. Oh, so mio.
te sta in fronte a te. Tempesta e l'aria fresca pare già una festa. Che bella cosa la giornata è sole.
Love.
I'll meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Whistle and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
One and only Bing Crosby with Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams from 1939. Oh, I just love his voice. Well, as I said, we'll be hearing a lot more of him in the weeks to come because we are approaching the holiday season, of which he has always been and remains an integral part, I like to think. Before Bing, we heard Lena Horne. Wonderful voice and a wonderful style with a George and Ira Gershwin number, The Man I Love, and she recorded that in 1941. And we started out with Vic Damone, and I think one of the nicest recordings of the Italian classic, O Solo Mio, that Vic recorded in 1958.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO-FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1. Did I mention that? If I did, I'm repeating myself, I apologize. I always want you to know where we're coming from. And we're listening to singers this morning, and singers from the old times, starting in 1938, and we're going through to 1962, which is our next song, is when that was recorded. And a lovely array of voices, or an array of lovely voices. And we have three wonderful voices left for you this morning. We're getting close to the end of our show. And our next recording is taken from 1962, and it's from an album that was recorded in that year in London, in the UK, with the great composer, conductor, and arranger Robert Farnan, one of our native sons who settled in the UK after the war and went on to become one of the most respected in his field, in his various fields. In that year, he was joined by an American singer by the name of Frank Sinatra, who was on a tour around the world, and he stopped off in London, and he recorded this album with Robert Farnan, and I always think it's just a beautiful combination of the sweeping and delicate and expert, consummate professional, our Robert Farnan style, and it matches beautifully that very tender voice that Sinatra could have. He could be loud, he could be brassy, but he could also be impossibly tender. It's what added to his greatness as a singer. Well, they made a record album, as I said, of songs written by British songwriters. And we're going to hear this one. And this song is called A Garden in the Rain, written by James Dyrenforth and Carol Gibbons. And then Frank Sinatra and Robert Farnan will be succeeded by, or followed by, another lovely voice, Ella Fitzgerald, possibly the greatest, certainly female jazz singer of the 20th century. And she did have a lot of competition, but she had a beautiful voice. And she made a whole series of songbooks of the great composers in the late 50s, early 60s. And we'll hear one from the Irving Berlin songbook. She's accompanied by Paul Weston. The song was written for the musical As Thousands Cheer, and it's called How's Chances? And Ella recorded that in 1958. And we'll hear now from Robert Farnan and Frank Sinatra, A Garden in the Rain.
T'was just a garden in the rain, close to a little leafy lane. A touch of color neath skies of gray. The raindrops kissed the flower beds, the blossoms raised their thirsty heads. A perfumed thank you they seemed to say. Surely here was charm beyond compare to view. Maybe it was just that I was there with you. Garden in the rain, But then the sun came out again, and sent us happily on our way. Was just a garden in the rain, but then that sun came out again and set us happily on our
chances of making you love me the way I love you. How many young girls must I fight with to be in right with you? For one of those glances, a glimpse of heaven, I'm longing to see. How's chances to end all your romances and start taking your chances with me? I fight with to be in right with you. How's chances for one of those glances, a glimpse of heaven, I'm longing to see. Start taking your chances with me.
Ella Fitzgerald with the Irving Berlin number, How's Chances? And she was accompanied by Paul Weston on that one. And we started out before Ella with Robert Farnon and Frank Sinatra, A Garden in the Rain from 1962. Well, we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our songs. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And again, thank you for joining me today. And I hope you'll be able to join me again next week for more music from Days Gone By. We have one more for you this morning, and it is coming to us by, brought to us by Sammy Davis Jr., one of the great entertainers, great dancer, actor, and he had a wonderful voice. We're going to hear him from 1955 with a Rodgers and Hart number that's pretty famous called My Funny Valentine. Here's Sammy Davis Jr.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Well, don't change a hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Well, don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.